Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We say, hallowed be thy name. Thine is that kingdom, that power, and the glory. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth, and indeed anywhere else, is yours. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor and power comes from you, Lord. The power to make great, the power to give strength, the power to heal, the power to save. And thou reignest over all. Thank you, Lord. Now, therefore, O Lord, today we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. And we declare that the entrance of your word gives light and brings understanding into our hearts. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Welcome everybody to day 3 of our consecration preparation towards our September to remember event. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And as we count down, today is actually a day of glory. That's right. It's a day of glory. It's a day of glory. We are just 12 days away. 12 days away. I'm counting down. God be the glory. Well, as we prepare ourselves, first day of preparation, it was on your marks. The second day was get set. Rev your engines. Start your engines. And today, it is a go. We are a go today. We are a go today in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, today and tomorrow, I do cures and miracles. And on the third day, I'll be perfected. Well, this is our third day. God be the glory. We're going forward today. So I'm going to exhort us a little bit by the word of the Lord. Then we are going to pray. We're going to pray for day 3 of the event. All the things that we expect the Lord to do among us on day 3. Day 1, day 2, he said, I walk miracles. And on day 3, I'll be perfected. We're looking for something spectacular happen on that day 3. We'll be praying about it today. God be the glory. But first, just a few words around the subject of going forward, emerging and going forward. It's the theme for today. It's a go today. So, share one or two popular stories, you know, from the scriptures, you know, just to get us going here. The first story that we will consider is the story of the Red Sea. The Red Sea story. And all of us know that story. The part of it that I want to consider is from Exodus chapter 14. And it is a story of the children of Israel being trapped. Trapped. Or at least feeling trapped, you know. So they were feeling trapped. That's a more correct illustration. They were feeling trapped. The Red Sea in front of them, Pharaoh's armies behind them, trapped in between, nowhere to go. And, you know, I want to ask if you are feeling trapped sometimes. Caught between a rock and a hard place, as they say. Can't go forward. Can't go backwards. Or at least you think you can't go forward. You know, so that's the story that we see here with the children of Israel. You know, they know that Pharaoh is behind them. They're trying to escape, go forward into the wilderness, but Here is the Red Sea in front of them as well. No way to go, it looks like. Well, Moses, he proclaims to the people in verse 13 of Exodus 14, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." All these grumblings and so forth. Enough! The Lord will fight for you. Now, the Lord, in this case, was determined to do something marvelous, to show Pharaoh something. Otherwise, you know, with all the unbelief and the grumbling of the people, he might not have done anything. But in this case, he had already said, "I will be magnified upon Pharaoh. I will get me glory and renown upon him." So the Lord is going to do that in this case. And Moses is God's mouthpiece for the hour. And he speaks to the people, trying to encourage them, you know. But the Lord speaks back to Moses, you know, "Why are you standing here crying to me? You know what I already told you, that I will get me glory upon Pharaoh. I already said that from the beginning. I already told you that I was going to harden his heart, and I'm going to get glory, my glory, upon him. So don't stand here, you know. Go forward," he said. "Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward." Now, let's consider that for a minute. So Moses is here. He's trying to gain the confidence of the people, and he can take them through this moment. Pharaoh's army is behind them. Red Sea is in front of them. And you are going to tell them to go forward? Go forward into where? And there's some of the people said, "Why there are no graves in Egypt? Didn't we say, isn't this what we said to you when we were there, that you should leave us alone? You know, let us just die there. At least we'll be buried in peace. Want us now to perish inside this Red Sea? Go forward to where?" But the Lord told Moses one thing. This is a secret. You know, the Lord told him, he said, "Lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it." Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord orders that I do something here today. We will divide the Red Sea again by the rod of power, symbolically speaking. You know, the Lord needs us to do certain things when he wants to do certain things. You know, and he said, "Well, the people, the children of Israel, shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen." They'll know it too. Not everybody in Egypt followed Pharaoh. Pharaoh led the charge and took all the choice horsemen, the choice chariots, the choice soldiers, and everybody. But the rest of Egypt remained there, you know. But today the Lord is going to destroy all the armies of Egypt, their king, their chariots, everything. You know, he's going to completely disable Egypt. They will have no strong armies left. Pharaoh was their champion. He was a man of war. He had won conquests everywhere. And today, the Lord is going to completely disarm him, disable him, destroy him, you know, in front of the people of Israel. He will see it. And then the people that remain in Egypt, they are going to fear the Lord. They're going to also fear Israel. Huh? Because they have no king left. They have no armies. All their chariots, all their horses, they are now defenseless. And the Lord said, I will get me honor. But how am I going to do it? I'm going to speak something to Moses to do. Glory to God. Go forward. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And you, there's one thing that you must do. What is in your hand? The Lord said, what is in your hand? There is a rod that the Lord has put in your hand. So use it. Do something with it. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Now there is a rod of power by the grace of Almighty God and to His praise alone that He has given. See, that rod will scourge the rebels. You know, He has given it to lead His people. He said, you know, David said, He leads me. His rod and His staff comforts me. The rod of power shall be seen again, even as it is this day, the dividing of the Red Sea for you to go forward. Now, concerning September to 11, September to remember. No, I always say September to 11. September to remember that we are praying about the Lord will divide the sea. The Red Sea is the greatest obstacle. So any obstacle that is before September to remember, even to the degree of the Red Sea, the Lord would divide it. Any obstacle that is before you too, you know, that will prevent you from getting to September to remember, the Lord will divide it even today. Any obstacle that has been with the people, remember the word of the Lord that we read yesterday. At that time, saith the Lord, I will undo all that afflict you. Now, affliction comes in many ways. Pharaoh was afflicting the people of Israel for 400 years, preventing them, you know, from becoming the chosen people that God wanted them to be. He said, put them in subjection. Let there be more burdens laden upon them so they will not have time to consider worshiping the Lord. The Assyrian put many burdens upon the people of God. But today, the Lord said, I will get me honor upon him. And in verse 21, we see that that's exactly what happened. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea a dry land, and all the waters were divided, piled up on a heap on either side. God be the glory. Yes, they were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. The waters were a wall unto them on the right and on the left. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by faith prophetically, I stretch the rod of the Lord over every Red Sea. God be the glory. That's in front of God's people. Let it part. The Lord said, even from the beginning, He declared, you know, something like that. He said, let the waters that be on either above the firmament, let them be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so today I also declare, let the waters be in front of the people. Let them be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear so that the people might pass over. God be the glory. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, this commandment is given unto us today. And I execute. It says, strong is he that executed the word of the Lord. Well, I execute this commandment today in the name of the Lord that God has given for us. And I am the Lord that perform it, you know, watching over the counsel of my messengers and perform it also. To God be the glory. Go through Isaiah 62 and verse 10. Go through the gates and through the Red Sea. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway and gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. The standard today is emerge and go forward. Don't stand still at the water's edge. You must go forward. Now, as long as you are looking, standing on the brink and looking at the Red Sea, it will remain the Red Sea unto you. It will not be parted unless you go forward. You must determine in your heart that you are going forward, even though it looks like it's still the Red Sea. You got to determine that in your heart. That's what God told Moses. You got to go forward. Got to tell the people that they go forward. And the moment the people began to mobilize to go forward, all the people, all the ones, the bad elements that were going among the people and telling them, let us return to Egypt. And people started to mobilize against those voices. They were mobilizing, gathering their children, gathering their flocks, gathering everything, and trying to set themselves in array. You know, Moses was there, Miriam and Aaron, everybody trying to get the people together. The moment they began to mobilize, Miriam and Aaron mobilizing the people, Moses standing on the hill over the water with his rod, and as soon as they began to mobilize, and Moses stretched forth the rod, something began to happen. They were looking at it, they were seeing, they said, oh my goodness, what is this? The wind began to come, begin to move the waters apart. But they had to prepare their heart to move forward. In the book of Joshua chapter 3, the Lord gave us another illustration similar to this, how that people must move forward. God be the glory. Now, Joshua was a man of war. In the book of Joshua chapter 3, you know, he told the people, well, he said to the people in verse 5, he said, sanctify yourselves. Tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. We have been sanctifying ourselves because the Lord is going to do wonders among us. And Joshua furthermore spake to the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Now, I am receiving this charge from the Lord today. We got the ark right here of his presence with us, but we got to pass through. So I am going to take some steps of faith. I want you to take the steps with me. When I call, the Lord calls for you and I call for you, you do the same. And we are going to pass through today. God be the glory. Pass over, he said. He commanded them, you must pass over in front of the people though. You know, so the Lord said unto Joshua also, today, glory to God, will I begin to magnify thee. You know, why does the Lord say things like this? Just like we read in Zephaniah yesterday, the Lord said, I will get you fame and renown even in the place where there has been a reproach and it has been a burden unto you, I will bring the glory of God into that place. And the people will know that I am your God. Wow. Said the same thing here with Joshua. He said, they I'll begin to magnify. Joshua wasn't trying to magnify himself. I was just carrying out the charge that the man of God gave him. Moses said to him, you will lead these people over this Jordan. Get them into the promised land. He said, well, I'm doing it. And I will be with you as I was with Moses. So will I be with you. Thou shalt command the priests, you know, that bear the ark of the Lord, go forward before the people. Glory to God. Now, when you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, that's what the Lord told them. Move forward, and when you get there, you stand still in Jordan, and as soon as your feet shall come thither, you know, as soon as your feet shall touch the water, it shall come to pass, he said to them, you know, in verse 13, shall come to pass, you know, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, even the Lord of the whole earth, as soon as their feet shall rest, the waters of Jordan shall come to pass, that even then the waters of Jordan shall be cut off. The waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up as an heap. Joshua has seen it before. Now it's his turn to do the same. Glory to God. And it came to pass, when they did it, well, the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, as soon as their feet of those that bear the ark of the Lord were dipped in the brim of the water, and at that time Jordan overflowed all his banks, all the time of the harvest was a swelling up. The overswelling of Jordan was at that time. It came to pass that as soon as their feet touched the brink of the water, that the waters that came down from above, they stood up as an heap. Very, very far. Even from the city of Adam, that is beside Zeratan, and so forth. Just called out the names of that place. And the children of Israel passed through again on dry land. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, because of the problems and difficulties that we face from time to time, some people are even facing challenges right now, trying to come to this great gathering that God has called. Say, unto Shiloh, unto the Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. Not gathering unto me or gathering to anyone. Gathering unto the Lord. Now, because of these difficulties that we face, just like the people face those difficulties, will be opportunities in your mind to turn back. Let me read to you one verse here in Hebrews 11 and 15. Powerful verse. You know, it said, if these people, now remember, we have used Hebrews 11, 13 to teach on faith specs multiple times. But this is Hebrews 11 and 15. Just a couple of verses later, or, you know, in front of Hebrews 11, 13. The people that this chapter are talking about, you know, that saw the promises of God, that were persuaded of them, that embraced them, and that confessed them, these people, here it is said of them that, you know, if they would have been mindful of the problems and the situations in their past, mindful of the place where they came from, be mindful of that, put their mind on those things. That's what it means. You would have had opportunity to have returned. Many of them had opportunity. I mean, they were mindful. I want to go back to Egypt. Or better for me to go back to Egypt. No, the Lord said you must go forward. Never mind those things. You got to go forward, not backwards. You got to go forward. Forward, not backwards. Don't even look back. Escape for your life. He told the angel of the Lord told Lot in Genesis 19, verses 15 to 17. And also, we see what happened in verses 22 to 26. It says, escape to the mountains. Don't even look back. Go forward. Get out of this place. We can't do anything unto you. Get out of here. Our hands are tied until you get out. And when he was lingering, the angel of the Lord had mercy on him for Abraham's sake. That's right. Grabbed him, pulled him out of there, cut at him, cut at his wife, cut at his children, cut them out of there. And he warned them, go forward only. Don't even look back. You know, because if you have opportunity, if you look back, if you have been mindful of the back, you will have opportunity to want to go back. No. But you must go forward. And Jesus reminded the people of some very grave warning in the book of Luke chapter 17 and verse 32. Jesus said these three words, very powerful. Remember Lot's wife. That's all he said. Remember Lot's wife. The Lord told them, go forward. Don't even look back. Escape for your life. That's it. Don't look back. Don't be mindful of those things. But go forward only. But what did she do? She stopped and looked back. Her heart returned to Sodom. When the Lord said, no, don't do it now. Just go forward only. And when she did, it didn't end well for her at all. Now, even in spiritual things that we face, the life that, you know, we face on a daily basis, we were just finished the book of Philippians. And you will remember when we were in Philippians chapter 3, in verses 13 and 14, we were dealing with pressing forward. Pressing forward, forgetting the things that are behind, pressing forward to the mark. The price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This man, he would press forward. No matter what's behind you, whether they are failures or successes, it doesn't matter. You press forward. God be the glory. Now, there may be giants on the way to hinder. There are always giants on the way. The children of Israel, they were told to go forward anyway and go and possess the land. The land that was promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey. Go forward and possess it. 10 out of 12 said, we cannot do it. We are like grasshoppers. These people are giants. And in fact, the land that is before us, consuming the inhabitants. You see, when people are unbelieving and fearful, they contradict even themselves. They run themselves around in circles. If the land was indeed swallowing up the people, how then can the people be large in stature? They should be diminutive in stature, small, because the land is swallowing them up. But they say, well, the land is swallowing them up, yet there are giants in the land, and they are confused. They're running around in circles, even in their minds, because of their unbelief, because they are so fearful to go forward. You must not be fearful. You must go forward, giants notwithstanding. Red Sea notwithstanding, River Jordan notwithstanding, whatever that is in front of us. David said, troops, doesn't matter. Run through troops, leap over walls, walls in front of me, it doesn't matter. Troops around me on every side, it doesn't matter. I'm going through. I'm going all the way. Don't even try. It'll stop me. But I'm going all the way. Today, it's a go. We are a go for September to remember. and let not the devil even try. And that's my posture. Don't even mess with me. Because if you do, I'm going to bulldoze you down. I'm going to run you over. I am going to run through you or whatever. You better get out of my way. Because I'm running through troops. I'm leaping over walls. I'm climbing every mountain. I'm going through the Red Sea. I am going through River Jordan. I am going through every barrier, every gate. Ha! I'm going through. God be the glory. My mind is set. I'm getting to that. I'm not going to die in this wilderness of going around in circles. No! I am of the stock of Joshua and of the stock of Caleb that said, we are able. That's right. Yeah, there is giant and all these things and so forth. There are giants, but though they are nothing, their strength is departed from them. The Lord is with us. We will have them for lunch. They will be bread for us. God give you glory. And they went through. And the Lord looked at the people who had, a thinking in their hearts, mindful of Egypt. They're mindful. Well, in their heart, opportunity to return was arising. Let us go back to Egypt. Make us gods that will take us back. They said. And the Lord said, every last one of you, you will not even smell the place. You will know the breach of my promise. you said God will not alter the thing that's come out of his mouth. Well, that's only as long as you sanctify his word in your heart. But if you reject the word of the Lord, the Bible says to the froward, he will show himself froward. If you do not sanctify the word of the Lord and you are wishy-washy with the word of God, let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord, even that thing that the Lord had promised. It's exactly right in the book of James. But when you sanctify the Lord in your heart, to God be the glory, then the Lord will do that which he has promised. Part of sanctifying the Lord in your heart is determining in your heart that you are going forward. Follow the priests. Thank you, Jesus. Today, follow. We are going to take an act of faith to step forward today. Because the Lord called a go today. We got on your marks the day before. Yesterday, you revved up your engines. And today, the Lord said go. And we got to go forward. That's right. That means there's nothing else that can stand before you. They are going to fall. Jesus said, I saw that devil fall like lightning. Do you know how fast lightning moves? That's right. Lightning travels at the speed of light. It's 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast the devil gets away from the true power of God. Glory to God. He will move like lightning when your heart is set on moving forward. Resist the devil. He will flee from you at the speed of lightning. But don't stand there and be of double mind. How long will you be of two opinions? How long halt you between two opinions? If your captain, the captain of the Lord's hosts, and your commander in chief, I told you to go forward and go through the gates. Well, why are you standing there still wondering? Go forward already in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to go forward today. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? You know, it took some convincing. Now, the people were halted between two opinions. They never wanted to go forward. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Many of the others also, you know, that were in the wilderness, they wanted to stay, you know, in the wilderness, go around in circles. They didn't want to go forward, you know. They wanted to go forward. But they said, because, you know, there were 10 people that weakened their hands and weakened their minds. They said, there are too many obstacles on the way, too many giants. Yes, indeed, we have the fruit of the land, but we can't get through. Well, how did you get the fruit of the land if you couldn't get through? You know, unbelief will screw people's minds up, you know, and they will just twist up themselves. But two of them said, we are able. Let us go up at once. Huh? Glory to God. And those were the ones that got in that place. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we must press forward. The Spirit of the Lord now speaketh expressedly. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is now speaking expressedly to some of you that are in here today. Go forward! And you gotta go forward, because as long as you are just standing there crying, you know, it is continue to be the Red Sea. It will continue to be River Jordan that is swelling with its banks, overflowing its banks. It will continue to be closed gates, gates of brass, bars of iron. That's what they will continue to look like. But the moment that you determine in your heart to follow the commandment of the commander in chief, I said, go forward. Then all of a sudden, the east wind, God calls in the cavalry. God has a lot of cavalry. Call in the east wind, call in anything he wants. Call in the east wind, blow the water apart. See, God uses things in the realm that he wants to do things in to overcome the laws even of that realm. You know, nobody ever heard or seen any such thing. Part the Red Sea by a wind. God can do it. And he did it. To God be the glory. Now, are you ready to go forward? Now, let me give you a few more scriptures that will help you in going forward today. We know we are preparing for September to remember, but September to remember is not going to just end and then our lives stop. It's something that you will remember. It will stay with you. To God be the glory. So, when God gave them the charge, gave them a lot of charges, like we have read. And they had one simple instruction. It was simple. They have to go forward. If you don't go forward, then the problem still remains. Numbers 13 and verse 30. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess the place. But we are well able to overcome it. Now that is some boldness. Other people said, no, we can't do it. I said, well, then you will not do it. For whatever you say in my hearing, Numbers 14 and 28, the same will happen to you. If you say you can't do it, then you will not do it. And you will not be able to do it. But if you say we are able to overcome everything that's in front of us, well, then you will overcome. That's what the Lord said. Praise the Lord. The book of Deuteronomy, here are just some scriptures to encourage you to go forward. today. You know, go forward concerning September to remember. Go forward concerning areas of your life. That's right. You know, the Lord said in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, ye have dwelt long enough on this mountain. You have dwelt long enough in this place of indecision. You have dwelt long enough in Lo Debar. It is time for you to come out of there. God be the glory. It's time for you to go forward. Turn ye and take your journey and go forward to all the Amorites and to all the places and all the plains on every side. Go forward and possess. Thank you, Jesus. I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land with the Lord your God swear unto your fathers to give them and to their seed after them. You must go forward to possess. Praise the Lord. Just some scriptures to encourage you, and we are going to take the step of faith today together to go forward. Hallelujah. We'll go forward. We're going to go forward. Hallelujah. The righteous also shall hold on his way. He will not be discouraged. He will continue to go forward. That's Job chapter 17 and verse 9. You know. But as for the rest of you, you do return. But the righteous will hold on his way. He will go forward. He will not be deterred. He's going forward. He has received the commandment. God said to Joshua, have I not commanded you? I've commanded you. That's all you need. Step forward on that command. When the Lord said to Peter, come, that's all Peter needed. If it be you, Lord, bid me come. And the Lord said, okay, it is I bid you come. That's all Peter needed. You step out on that word. Not just on the water. It was stepping out on the word. The word that said come. That's it. But you got to keep your eyes on that same word. You can't look around and say, I can't walk on water. Sure you can. You're not walking exactly on water. You're walking on the word that said come. And as long as you keep your eyes on that word and not look at the boisterous waves, you will continue to walk on water. To God be the glory. There is some enlargement and some increase that is coming for you. All you have to do is take a few steps with me today. To God be the glory. You will take these steps and the Lord will cause you to flourish. Psalm 115 and verse 14 gives a promise. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Hallelujah. And I am looking and believing God for that increase. The path that is ahead of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. It says a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Wow. That light is a light beam in front of you. Thy word. Psalm 119 verse 105. It's not only a lamp to your feet where you are standing. It's a light beam. Oh, the path ahead of you will light the way so you can see clearly that the road is opening up. As thou goest, thy way shall be opened up before thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, we will not stand around by looking at the boisterous waves. No. We must step forward. We must believe the Lord. Now, people who don't step forward, people who stay and wonder whether there is any salvation from the Lord that is coming, well, they are like people that fold their arms and do nothing. Yet a little slumber and a little sleep. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 10. And a little folding of the arms to sleep. What does that do? What's the result of that? Poverty comes upon that person as one that traveled and as an armed man, you know. But for the ones that step out by faith, God be the glory. They believe the Lord. They step out by faith. Here's what the Lord said to them in the book of Isaiah chapter 54. You are going to break forth. Because now we're stepping forward in faith. And you are going to break forth on every side. God be the glory. Sing, O barren that is not bare. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. That is not travail with child. You cry aloud. The child is coming. But more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife said, oh, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not, lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stay, because you are about to break forth on every side. There's something, you know, it's a dual combination that God's going to do for us as September to remember. Spiritually, he will blow your minds. Physically too. Because the Lord has called for it. You know, the Lord has called for it. He said, go up to the mountain and gather wood. That's not going to be easy to do that. And build, and I will be glorified in it, and I will take pleasure in it, said the Lord. And in this place will I give peace, and in that place will I command the life and the blessing, even life forevermore. And he will do it too. So many things will spring forth from that meeting, and you will see it. You will not be afraid, and you will not be ashamed. You will not be confounded, and you shall not be put to shame. And you will forget any shame, any reproach that was a burden before. The Lord said, I will undo, even at that day, all those things in the name of the Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Revelation 3, verses 7 to 8. The Lord said, I have set before you, glory to God. That's right. An open door. I am he that openeth. No man can shut. Even the hinges cannot close the door back again. When the Lord said, stay open. That's right. I am he that openeth. And no man shutteth. I am he that shutteth and no man openeth. I got the keys of David too. God be the glory. Now, get ready for going forward. I'm going to take a few steps of faith right here where I am. I challenge everybody that is listening to me. If you are sitting down, get up. If you are on the bed, get up. Wherever you are, get up and stand to your feet. The Bible says, having done all, stand. Stand therefore in the liberty wherein God has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke. Break off the yoke from your neck, Isaiah 52 and 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, glory to God, for the Lord has opened the gates and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. The Lord is splitting the Red Sea on every side. You know, the Lord is causing the rivers, Jordan and the like, to dry up so you can pass through. All the proud waves that risen up against you before, The Lord said, peace, be still. God be the glory. Now, I am ready. And prophetically speaking, we're going forward. The Lord said, the priests that bear the ark of the covenant shall go in front of the people. Well, to God be the glory. No man taketh this honor unto himself. You know, God is the one that calls. God is the one that said, I have chosen you, and you have not chosen me. Ah, glory to God. I'm moving things out of my way. I am ready to take that step of faith. Huh. God be the glory. From today, I know that it's a done deal. It's a done deal. The proud waves that have been in front of me, the Red Sea that have been in front of you, the proud waves that surrounded you, today they are being parted by the word of the Lord. I stretch my hand by faith over the sea. Glory to God. Let the waters be gathered together on the left and on the right. And let the dry land appear. And the people of God shall go through us on dry land. In the name of Jesus, I declare. And so it is. So it is spoken. And so it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, let the waters of Jordan, the proud waters that overswell its banks at the time of harvest, well, let them be cut off. To God be the glory, because I have stepped into Jordan. Then it's split now on either side. Gather together. Children, come on now. Let's do it. Take that step of faith with me. I hope you are not sitting down. You got up, take that step. I am the Lord that confirmed the word of my messenger, the counsel of my servants, and I will do it. Jehoshaphat said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also the word that is spoken by the mouthpiece of God that he appointed for the hour, and so shall you prosper. God be the glory. We have spoken the word, and so it is. The Lord said, I confirm it. Heaven sanctions it. Whatsoever you shall bind on the earth, the Lord said, heaven sanction it. Because the Lord put it in your heart to do it. Whatever you shall lose shall be loosed. God be the glory. Well, we command a loosening. Everything that has bound the people up, the reproach that has been a heavy burden, God be the glory. Thou art loosed this day, woman, from thy infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Woman, thou art loosed. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed on such a day as this? Thank you, Jesus. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, for the Lord has done it. To God be the glory. I'm stepping into my liberty. I'm stepping into my victory. Nothing is standing before me. I'm going to September to remember. I'll be there. By the grace of the Lord. Nothing will hold me back. Everybody that is still saying, well, I don't know. You know, I don't have permission. I don't have this. I don't have that. The Lord says, I am he that openeth, and no man can shut. And I've set before you an open door. To God be the glory. And as many as will step with us today, take a step of faith. Today, God be the glory. Things are opening up for you, even in your personal lives, as a token of what the Lord is going to do. We're less than 2 weeks away, and it is starting. It started already. Because today, the Lord said, go. And we got on our marks. We got ourselves ready. We revved up those engines. And today, the Lord said, go. And tomorrow, we will have liftoff. God be the glory. In a moment, we're going to be praying for all the things that relate to day 3 of the conference. But right now, I want you to be first partaker of the blessings of those conferences. days that are coming. Today, you are receiving the blessing already because the Lord has said so. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. The people have stepped forward and they are stepping into their victory. They are stepping into the ordained victory for them in the name of Jesus. God be the glory. The Red Sea is parting. River Jordan is parting. Gates have been broken. Bars have been shattered. God be the glory. And all the shattered pieces in the lives of the people have been put together. God is building something new. And we are also building. Thus saith the Lord, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house. His hands shall also finish it. That which you have started and the enemy has tried to tear down, you will finish it. And the Lord will be glorified. I will be glorified. I will be glorified. I will take pleasure in it, saith the Lord. God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now the blessing that you have received remain permanent for you. Can I get an amen in the house this morning? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen,
and you can open your mic and begin to declare.
Jesus takara kuri da satoria mara sete ke hi ka sota ha Jesus ta manda ka ru sete ke hi ya jo tara jo da kuri da sete ka ha maro sante ke
Libra zuka deva cheke jere ba sete Libra zuka deva cheke jere ba sete I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, the words that have gone out of my mouth, they shall not return void. I will lead the blind by the way that they do not. I will save her that haunted her.
Majoda, Mareza, Tokareza, Jeche Keria Satobara, Masata Karajara, Purida Zatea, Jesotara, Jaroka Santa Ria, Vida Zatorica Zateria, Majeza Tokaraha, Ezataha, Marozo Toyeraha, Jeche Keria, Purida Zatea, Pareja Romanda Kahurika Zatea, Jeche Kehe, Jeche. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We go forward. We move forward. We go forward by your word. At your word, we go forward. Oh, we are loose. Shut us out. We are loose. We are loose. To do your will, oh God. We are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Jarola Rakarosa Tahikaha. No Tarika Jarola Kaha. Barahurika Satea. Kereza Tolika Jaraham. Leda Sutaha. Barosa Tekerina Jeria. Masotaha. Jesu Tekerina Sotoha.
We are moving forward. Amen. Wow, we are going to take prayer. I believe we've prayed for breakthroughs in our life. You prayed in the spirit, and God has done it. We're going to take prayer specifically for day three of the conference. There's a lot of things that are happening in that day three. God be the glory. The devil cannot peep or mutter into it. We close the eyes of every peeping spirit, every muttering spirit. Close their eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Cover the day with the blood of Jesus. We're going to pray. We have prayed for day one. We have prayed for day two. We're going to pray for day three. Hallelujah. Everything that is in the mind of the spirit that we need to pray about for day three, we're going to pray now. When the Lord brings it to your mind, pray with your understanding. When the Holy Spirit brings it to your spirit, pray with your spirit. Either way, we are praying, and it shall be done, saith the Lord. Prayer in Jesus' name. Open your mouth, begin to pray.
Thank you for day three, oh God. Oh, September to remember. We bless your name, God. Ah, Jadaha. Day three, oh God, shall be perfected, oh God. Day three is perfected, oh God. The resurrection power is working on the day three, oh God. Because you are the resurrection and the life, oh God. The resurrection power is working upon every one of us on day three of the
Lord God Almighty.
You are the resurrection and you are the life. Life has entered to us and set us on our feet, God. Life has entered to every one of us, God. Life has entered to every little kind of God. Life has entered and death is gone. Because we know that it's richly. Baba, we worship you, God. That was Satan. We seek life for the day three, oh God. Remember, we have the life that has set us. We seek life for the day three, oh God.
Because of the resurrection of the life.
Hear ye the word of the Lord. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath turned and he will heal us. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1. After 2 days will he revive us. In day 1 he will do cures. In day 2 he will do miracles. And on the 3rd day we shall be perfected. After 2 days will he raise us up. He will revive us, and in the 3rd day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. We'll enter into a realm. To God be the glory. To God be the, we declare it, and so shall it be. So it is spoken, and so shall it be. The Lord said, I will watch over thy words. They shall not fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to declare again the words that the Lord gave us for this conference of what he shall do even in our midst. I'm going to declare it again to you from the book of Zephaniah, even as we declared it yesterday. I'll declare it once again. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O children of walking with God. The people are walking with God. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart. Ha! Yeah, O daughter of Zion, there are some of you. He said, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham be loosed? Thou art loosed in Jesus' name. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. Hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, who is in the midst of thee, has said, thou shalt see evil no more. Her, to God be the glory. In that day, it shall be said to walking with God, fear not, her, let not your hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he shall joy over thee with singing. Glory to God. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Huh? Even everyone that shall come to whom the reproach, any reproach in your life has been a burden. Where there has been this reproach and this thing you have been praying for a long time, it has been a burden, it's a reproach. The Lord said, behold, at that time, I will undo. Huh? Glory to God. I will undo all that afflict you. To God be the glory. I will save her the whole death. That's a remarkable miracle that we will see. And I will gather her that is driven out. I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Every area in your life where there has been a reproach, where there has been a shame, the Lord said, I'll turn it around. I will get you praise. There shall be the voice of praise. There shall be the voice of joy. There shall be the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord, and I shall make merry because of the goodness of the Lord. And at that time, I will bring you again. I will gather. The Lord is the one that's doing the gathering. He's doing the gathering. Unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. And I will make you a name. September, to remember, will be a name. And it will be a praise that will not be forgotten among the people of the earth, when I shall have turned back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Now, I declare the words of the prophet Isaiah, speaking for the Lord. He said in Isaiah 45 and verse 8, I declare it over every day of this conference in the name of Jesus. Let heaven and earth walk together. Let them come into conjunction. Let them bring forth the glory of God together. Drop down, ye heavens, I declare, from above. Glory to God. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the Lord pour down glory and virtue. Let the earth open up on our side. We got to open up. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it, saith the Lord. Let the earth open up. Let them together, both these heavens and the earth, walking together, let them bring forth salvation. To God be the glory. And let righteousness spring up together. I am the Lord, the creator of salvation. I am the Lord, the creator of righteousness. And I have done it, said the Lord. I speak the words of Isaiah over the conference in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23. We speak the words of this prophet of the Lord. I said, saying, O ye heavens. That's right. For the Lord hath done it. And ye lower parts of the earth, walking together with the heavens, break forth into singing. Ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed walking with God. And glorified himself at September to remember in the name of Jesus. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spread out the earth by myself. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. That frustrated the tokens of the liars, that make a diviners mad, all that peeping and muttering spirit and the scourge of the tongue, I will make them mad. Glory to God. and I confirm it. I make their knowledge foolish. All these ones that have said, aha, aha, I will confirm the word of my servant, and I will perform the counsel of my messenger. Ha! To God be the glory. Ye shall be built, saith the Lord, and I will take pleasure in it. I will be glorified in this house. For in this place, in that place will I give peace, saith the Lord. I will raise up the decayed places. I will say to the deep, be dry. I dry up even the rivers. You will pass through on dry ground, saith the Lord. I will break upon the mountains. I will blast with my nostril, even upon the proud waters that have risen up against you, that have said, aha, aha, and they try to swallow up the souls of my people. I will rebuke them in my fury, saith the Lord. I have done it. And now ye shall see it, and all flesh shall see it together, and will glorify the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ye shall be built, and I will take pleasure in that building. Ah, the work that the Lord is building, that saith unto you, come build with me. Go to the mountain, get wood, and build with me, saith the Lord. And if you build, I will be glorified in it. This work of the Lord, this walking with God, this September to Remember conference that ye have been building, I will be glorified in it, saith the Lord. I will take pleasure in it, and I will do that which the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and who shall disannul it? To God be the glory. I have even sworn, saith the Lord, by the right hand of my strength, glory to God, that I will no longer give your corn to be meat for your enemies. Glory to God. I will make you a praise upon the earth. I will establish you, and you shall eat and drink that for which you have labored. Those of you that have gathered it shall eat of it. The work that you have put into it, you shall see it, and you shall be satisfied. The Lord's name will be glorified. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we have declared. Now, I want you to open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord. No prayer, just praise the Lord. Begin to praise the Lord. Go ahead, everybody. Open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord. Praise him for his goodness.
Praise
him. Praise him. The Bible says, praise him, Jesus.
Father, I praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for blessing the destruction of the enemy.
Thank you for rejoicing over us with singing.
Jesus name.
God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.